Hello, this is Peter Firebrace, BXE Fellow living in Denmark. And this is Just My Point, Do 20. Exploring in mountainous territory, we know the thrill of reaching the peak, of standing on the high point, where the view is breathtaking, where the earth reaches up to touch heaven, and the two are united, one. In our journey through time, we cycle through different seasons, through the cold, the wind, the heat, the damp, the dry, through ice and snow, through exhausting heat and driving rain. Despite the vagaries of continual weather changes, we know there is a turning point in that foundational cycle of light and dark, a climax, the high point of the midsummer sun, that reaches highest and lasts longest, the time of extreme yang. Every day has its noontide hour, every month its full moon, every year its summer solstice, its fullest expression of heaven's power. Only this extreme yang can bring in the yin. And this is the story of Do 20. 100 meetings, Bai Hui. Do 20 lies between the two fontanelles in the skull, the posterior that closes 6 to 8 weeks after birth, around Do 18, unyielding space, Qiangjian, and the anterior that closes between 7 to 18 months after birth, at Do 22, fontanelle meeting, Xin Hui. At birth, the occipital bone at the back, the parietal bones at the sides, and the frontal bones at the front are not yet fused. Ossification is incomplete, allowing some compression of the skull during birth. The points of the Du Mai at the top of the head are not yet set in bone. Do 20, from the beginning, is in this unique area, halfway between the two fontanelles. At the crown of the head, it retains this key position throughout life, becoming one of the most important acupuncture points, said traditionally to be able to treat the 100 diseases. Do 20 is also halfway between Do 19, behind the vertex, Ho Ding, and Do 21, before the vertex, Qianding. Do 20 is then seen as the vertex, Ding. Its alternative names reinforce this viewpoint. Mountain top, Jianshang, and ridge top, Lingshang. In internal alchemy, the area of the top of the head is known as the nine peaks of the Kunlun Mountains, as shown in the Taoist inner landscape map, Neijing Tu. It is interesting to note that, strictly speaking, Do 21 is at the highest point on the body, and Do 20 is in a hollow behind it. This may account for the fact that Do 20 is not only an extremely important and major reunion of Yang, but also the upper sea of marrow, a yin nourisher of the highest order. Hence its use in disorders of brain function, such as memory loss, disorientation, and depression. In the map picture, Do 20 is represented by a pyramidal raised platform in amongst the peaks. It is not a peak, but a high place of reception, named the spiritual terrace of Yulo Heaven. Yulo Ling Tai. Do 20's most ancient name, given in the 3rd century acupuncture points text, the Jiayi Jing, is Three Yang Five Meetings, San Yang Wu Hui. The Three Yang, San Yang, show its connection with the Three Yang foot and hand meridians, so all the Yang meridians. Some indicate it has a particular link with the foot Taiyang bladder and foot Shaoyang gallbladder meridians, as well as an important link with the foot Jueyin liver meridian, which is considered to end the meridian cycle. From Du 20, it descends down the spine, rises up the front with the Renmai, and merges with the lung meridian to restart the cycle. Lying high on the head, and with its unique connection with the Yang meridians and the meridian cycle, Du 20 has a particular power to attract and control all the Yang in the body, supporting and raising the Yang when it is weak, and dispersing the Yang when it is excessive. The five meetings, Wu Hui, indicate its yin power to gather and anchor all the movements of the Yang. Some compare it to the pole star that remains still while all the heavenly bodies move around it. In Tai Chi and Qigong, Du 20 is seen to give an axis around which everything turns. It is the puppet master's master string. This strong connection to the Yang and the liver means this point is well indicated to pacify wind and subdue Yang. It is therefore important for wind stroke, fainting, dizziness, difficulty speaking, heavy head, hypertension, and agitation. In such cases, I always combine it with points below, such as liver 3, great rushing, Tai Chong, and kidney 3, great ravine, Tai Shi. The location of Du 20 at the top of the head is the same as the Sahasrara chakra, the thousand-petaled lotus of the Indian yogic system, the highest chakra or energy wheel. The classic Shiva Samhita text describes it. In the space in the center of the thousand-petaled lotus dwells the moon. From that triangular place, elixir is continually exuding, the moon fluid of immortality. This place is then a link to the elixir of immortality, which, while not part of the Chinese medical vocabulary, is certainly an intrinsic part of the language of internal alchemy, Neidan. An alternative name for Du 20 is Mud Ball Palace, Niwan Gong, the name of the upper Dantian elixir field. The upper Dantian is also linked to the extra point MHN3, Seal Hall, Yin Tang, as it is considered to be deep inside the head, 3 inches in from that area between the eyebrows. Here in Du 20, we see that it gives access to the field from above. Its name, 100 meetings, Bai Hui, shows both its connections within the body and its connections to what lies outside, above, and beyond the body, the realm of the immortals. It is a link between the visible and the invisible, the material and the immaterial, the finite and the infinite. The Taoist internal alchemy, cultivating authenticity map, Shujian Tu, shows at the top of the head a division of the upper Dantian elixir field into 9 sections, from the Mud Pill Palace to the Bright Hall. These 9 sections correspond to the 9 heavens of authenticity, Jen, shown in a circular diagram above the head, from high authenticity to heaven authenticity, different levels of attainment of spiritual immortality, the highest goal of alchemical Taoism. Now, most of us are busy enough with our own lives and pay little, if any, attention to such high concepts. But we would be wise to at least be aware of them and their specific relationship with the areas of the 3 elixir fields, San Dantian. The lower Dantian lies in the lower abdomen, Ren 4, Origin Pass, Guan Yuan, to Ren 6, Sea of Qi, Qi Hai. The middle Dantian lies in the chest. Ren 17, central temple, Danzhong. The upper Dantian lies in the head. Seal Hall, Yintang, or Du 20, 100 meetings, Bai Hui. Li Shizhen's obvious familiarity with such internal alchemy concepts gives an added depth to his classic 16th century text, Exposition on the Eight Extraordinary Vessels, Qi Jing Ba Mai Kao. His presentation tries to bring these diverse medical and alchemical influences together to achieve a deeper understanding. We need to respect this perception and be open to this perspective. After all, monks, with their clean-shaven heads, want not even a single hair in the way. The medical text, Ode to the Streamer Out of the Dark, directly connects Du 20 with heaven, listing the three powers, heaven, earth, and man, and saying that Du 20, 100 meetings, Bai Hui, echoes heaven. Ren 21, jade pivot, Xuan Ji, echoes man. And Kidney 1, bubbling spring, Yong Chuan, echoes the earth. One of Du 20's alternative names is heavenly fullness, Tian Man, indicating again its powerful link to heaven and the spirit, Shen. Importantly, Du 20 is the upper Sea of Marrow point. The brain is the Sea of Marrow. Its transport points are Du 20, 100 meetings, Bai Hui, and Du 16, wind pool, Feng Chu. When there is a surplus in the Sea of Marrow, the body will be light, agile, possessed of great strength, and one will have the ability to accomplish what is normally beyond oneself. What a wonderful description of extreme good health we can all aspire to. When there is an insufficiency in the Sea of Marrow, the brain will spin, the ears will ring, there will be aching pain in the lower legs, dizziness and loss of vision, indolence and somnolence. Here is a devastating loss of vitality, where the eyes and ears no longer function clearly. There is pain and dizziness, sleepiness and exhaustion. One can see why this point is indicated for the 100 diseases. At this point, at the height of Yang, comes the recovery, the deep recovery of the yin. Remember Du 20 and Du 16 for premature aging, for loss of memory, for dementia, for recovery from deep trauma states, for disconnection with the higher aspects of the brain, for regaining consciousness itself. The importance of this area is extended by the four extra points around Du 20, one sun anterior, posterior and lateral to it. The MHN1, four alert spirits, Si Shen Song. Song means intelligent, clever, bright, able to understand what one hears. So these points help to sharpen that aspect. An excellent combination to use with Du 20 as a set. They calm and nourish the spirit while dispersing wind. Remember them in stroke, loss of memory, reduced vision and hearing, insomnia, instability, depression, and mental confusion. I use them with Du 20 for those who have lost connection to themselves. For example, after retirement, or loss of a person close to them from separation or death. They lift the sunken spirit. The image of lifting what has fallen is an appropriate one for Du 20. It is one of the best points for raising yang and treating prolapse, traditionally of the anus, but this was later extended to the uterus and the stomach. It is also used for hemorrhoids. A colleague of mine told me that when she was in China, She saw a woman in her late 20s treated successfully for prolapse of the uterus. She came to the hospital daily for outpatient treatment and was treated with Du-20, 100 meetings, Bai Hui, combined with Ren-1, meeting of Yin, Hui Yin. Two key Hui meeting points of the Du-Mai and Ren-Mai. The two points were inserted as she lay on her knees on the couch and remained there for 20 minutes. It is wonderful to think how such a simple treatment can have so strong and effective a result. A polymath's point, a meditator's muse. Few acupuncture points lie so high and treat so deep. Equal parts leader and receiver. In its primal position, Du-20 integrates all we contain and shows us the door beyond.